Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. When evening had come, Jesus said to the disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on the cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the source of all life, God's promise for the future. Amen.
Amen.
On this very weekend, 3 years ago, with this very gospel and these same biblical texts, I preached my first sermon here as interim senior pastor, which is to say, time flies when you're having fun. In that sermon, which I'm not going to repeat, I made 3 points, which I am going to repeat. The points were that, like the disciples on the Sea of Galilee, we're all in the same boat. Jesus is with us in the boat. And the sea we are navigating is tempestuous. That was then, 3 years ago. Now, look how far we have come. We've called 2 pastors, one of which was a mere vicar 3 years ago. We have not one, but 2 parish campuses. By my count, and I looked in the annual reports for this one, 43 new disciples have hopped on the boat since then, 5 of them by baptism in the past 3 weeks. Most congregations don't have 5 baptisms in a year. We have a new cantor, a new deacon, a couple who were planning to be deacons, and with but 3 long-serving members of the staff, we have a whole new staff. We have acolytes. 3 years ago on this Sunday, Colin Burke came into the sacristy, and I said, "Colin, you are my favorite acolyte." And he said, smart kid that he is, "Pastor Durr, I'm your only acolyte." 3 years ago. Furthermore, apart from just 3 more major capital projects to address long-deferred maintenance here, all of which we're going to be tackling in the next few months, our vessel, the good ship, Christ the King Lutheran Church, is ship-shape. Over these past 3 years, we've had the same experience of the gospel, the same experience of Christ being present among us here as those jittery disciples had with Jesus that night on the Sea of Galilee 2,000 years ago. So the first thing we need to say today, the first thing we need to do today is thank God. Thank you, Lord, for being with us and for bringing us thus far on the way. Yet while all that is true, Those 3 points I made then remain the same for us today. We're all in the same boat. I just changed seats. Jesus is in the boat with us, and the sea we are navigating remains tempestuous. And there's a 4th point. True of us then and true of us today. Like the 12 with Jesus in their storm-tossed boat on the Sea of Galilee, we're jittery. More jittery in today's chaos, and even more jittery anticipating next year's chaos. More jittery than we were when we were awash in COVID's mighty flood. Given that, given our unsettledness in these days, real or imagined, what's a preacher to do? In his own tempestuous time, Martin Luther urged pastoral preachers to do was Christum treibt, do what pushes Christ. His learned associate, a layperson, Philip Melanchthon, put this so much better. Melanchthon wrote, make Christ necessary. Make the gospel of Christ useful. The gospel for us today is the same as it was for us 3 years ago. The same as it was for the disciples in that boat and for Mark's first readers 2,000 years ago. We're all in the same boat, together with Jesus here for us. Through the tumult of these past 3 years, we've had the same gospel experience here and now as those disciples had there and then. But we've got something more. Something they didn't receive, at least according to St. Mark's gospel. You see, according to St. Mark's gospel, these 12 and the women who accompanied them with Jesus never got over their fears. How do we know this? Because Mark tells us. At the very end of his gospel, the last words of his gospel, even after they found Jesus' empty tomb, Mark tells us, quote, terror seized them. They said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. That's a terrible Easter gospel, by the way. And Mark then tells us nothing more. Not one story of them encountering the risen Christ. And without that something more, the disciples and the women behaved exactly as if Jesus was still asleep in the boat, while they struggled without him in their storm-tossed, chaos-filled world. We, however, know that Christ is risen. And because Christ is risen, Christ never sleeps, but is always attentively awake with us and for us, no matter what. And we have something more. The gift of the Holy Spirit, which according to the other Gospels, Matthew, Luke, and John, is the primary gift of Jesus' resurrection, which was infused in all of us at our baptism, and which is nourished in us and made stronger in us every time we experience Jesus with us in word and bread and wine and in the company of all the rest of the people in the boat with us. Yet, the tempestuous seas remain, and every forecast. Forecasters are as bad in Texas as they were in New York. Every forecast indicates that the wind and the waves and the chaos will continue and maybe even get worse. we as well as our whole society may find ourselves swamped or even swept away. And pretending that this is impossible is deceptive at best. In his own chaotic time, the Apostle Paul urged his readers in Corinth, and now urges us, not to accept the grace of God in vain, but to open wide our hearts. Paul urges us in this acceptable time to be neither fretful nor silent, but, quote, by purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God, with weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, to speak and to act and to work together to bring freedom, not bondage, dignity, not shame, embrace, not expulsion, peace, not division, joy, not sorrow, to everyone in the church and in the city and in the nation and in the world, all of it done because Christ is present with us, and all of it done in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.